Good morning, third graders. Welcome back to the virtual classroom. Today, we're going to go ahead and pick up reading Poppy by Avi. It is illustrated by Brian Floca, and we are doing so with permission from Harper Trophy, an imprint of HarperCollins Publishers. So we've been learning that good readers think about what will happen next. So, you know, we're taking what we get from the book, and we're making predictions. Today, I'm going to go ahead and teach you that good readers also visualize the setting in order to make predictions. So today, that's what we're going to be focusing in on, is the setting and what does it look like in our minds. So we are going to be visualizing that. So I want you to listen as I model how I pay attention to details in the text that help me visualize the setting here. And notice how I use details about the setting to help me think about what's going to go ahead and happen next. So I'll be making predictions here. Now, as I go ahead and speak about it, my thinking, I'm going to be using that stem of when the book said I visualized, and then I'll describe what I visualized, and then I'm going to go ahead and make a prediction of that. So what we need to do is make sure you get your copy of Poppy out. And let's see, we left off on page 69. So if you could, you could open up your copy of Poppy to page 69. Boy, it looks like we're getting close to being like halfway done with this book. Pretty cool. I hope you're enjoying it as much as I am. Okay, we are going to pick up right, looks like the middle of page 69, right after Lungwort cried out to Poppy and said, "Look out for porcupines." So about halfway down. Poppy lay upon the floor of her log cabin syrup room and studied a map of the area. As far as she could see, there were three ways to reach Newhouse. The easiest would be to go along the tar road, but if she took that route, she'd be traveling in the open. That was reason enough to rule the tar road out. The longest way would be to go around the marsh, but that meant going over Bannock Hill, and it held too many painful memories and fears connected to Ragweed's death. No, Poppy was not ready to go there again. Not yet. Her third choice was Dimwood Forest. Few mice who had ventured in had returned to tell of their experiences. Even so, the dark woods seemed to offer real advantages. She could travel midday, even in bright sun. Mr. Okax and most other creatures would be asleep then. And if and when the need arose, the same light would enable her to find a hiding place. In the forest, if the forest had anything, Poppy assumed, it would have plenty of places to hide. She would go that way. All right, I'm going to go ahead and pause just for a moment here. So in this scene here, Poppy is planning a route from Gray House to New House. And what I'd like you to do is open up your notebook, and it's actually the inside of the front cover. You should have that map of the area, the Dimwood region here. So open that up, and let's go ahead and look at those three options that she came up with. All right. She first said she was thinking about, you know, what the easiest route would be to go from Newhouse along the tar road. So look down in the lower the lower right, where we see Gray's house. All right. That's where she's at right now. And you could follow that line along the tar road, and you could see that is out in the open the whole way. It does lead straight to Newhouse, but it's in the open. There's not much cover there. And do you see where that road goes right beside? Yeah, Mr. Okak's watching tree. So not a good choice. The second route that she was considering was going from Newhouse up around the marsh. Well, again, to Newhouse. Yeah, so we go down to Gray House down in the lower right. And she said that she would have to go up over Bannock Hill and then around the marsh. And you can see the marsh is up in the upper right-hand corner, right next to Jay's Wood. And then she would have to go ahead and move across Newfield until she got the new house. So a couple of problems with that. You know, Poppy said that she's just not ready to go back up onto Bannock Hill just because of all the memories of what happened to Ragweed. You know, in addition, if she's going around the marsh and then crossing Newfield, it looks like there's not much there. So there's no place to hide. Her third option was to go through Dimwood Forest. So again, from Gray's house, kind of going through the old orchard there down on the bottom middle of your map, and then into the forest itself before she comes out at Newhouse. Now, Poppy has decided the way she's going to travel is through Dimwood Forest. And even though many mice have gone into this forest and they had never returned, Poppy, you know, she seems smart enough about how she is planning to travel. She said she's going to go ahead and travel during midday when the sun is out and there's a lot of animals that are asleep, including Mr. Okax. So this light will allow her to quickly find hiding spots if needed. So I'm going to be taking this information here and, I'm visualizing this walk through or this trek through Dimwood Forest here and making a prediction. So when the book said that the forest would have plenty of places to hide, you know, what I'm visualizing is there's going to be bushes and trees and rocks and leaves, maybe some hollow logs along this forest floor here. And I predict that Poppy is going to go ahead and outsmart Okax, just like she did when he was returning home, or excuse me, when she was returning home from Bannock Hill. So again, this visualization, this picture I have, helps inform what I think is going to go ahead and happen. Right? So now it's going to be your turn to visualize the setting and make a prediction. So please pay attention to details about the setting as I go ahead and read. Okay, we're back on page 70, second paragraph. Poppy told only Basil about her plans. If she succeeded in discovering the real reason for Mr. Okax's refusal, there would be time enough to let everybody know. On the other hand, if she discovered nothing, who would know or care if she disappeared? She asked Basil to meet her at the back steps of Gray House when the sun was at its highest the next day. That morning, she mingled with the family so none would suspect that what she was up to. But with so many convinced that she was the cause of the crisis, the hostility made it too painful to wait. Sometime before her appointment with Basil, she was pacing by the back steps, ready to go. "I'm leaving right away," Poppy announced as soon as her cousin appeared. "You forgot something," he said. "What?" "This." Basil held out Ragweed's earring. "For courage," he said. Poppy held still while her cousin gently affixed the earring. When she shook her head, it tickled her ear. "I need a nuzzle," she said, caught in a swell of emotion. As they nuzzled, Basil whispered, "I could go with you." Poppy broke away. "It has to be just me," she said, and leapt off the back steps. "Why?" "If I'm the one who caused this mess," she called, "it has to be me who sorts it out." "Good luck," Basil cried after her. Poppy, not wanting to look back because she thought it might make her lose heart, dashed away. Chapter 9. On Her Way. Once past the rusty water pump, Poppy had to cross Old Orchard. Mr. Okax's permission was not required here. Even better, the grass was high among the old twisted apple trees, providing good camouflage. Here and there, delicate pink lady slippers bloomed. Berry bushes were heavy with fruit. Bluebirds, jays, and warblies flirted by. Grasshoppers leapt about joyfully. Oh my," Poppy murmured as she rested halfway across. "It's too nice a day to be worried and sad." She was still beneath the shade of the snowberry bush, nibbling on a succulent dandelion stem. Above, only a few high-flying clouds floated in the blue sky. The graceful drift of clouds reminded Poppy of her secret desire, something she had never told anyone, not even Ragweed. She suspected he would have teased her. Once, when up in the gray house attic, chewing through some old magazines, she had come upon pictures of the old ballroom dancing team of Ginger Rogers and Fred Astaire. Here the couple dipped. There they soared. Here they spun. Poppy was enraptured. From that moment on, her greatest desire was to be a ballroom dancer. Oh, to glide effortlessly across the floor in the arms of a handsome mouse. Forgetting everything for a moment, Poppy plucked a pair of lady slippers and fitted them to her feet. How cool, how soft and delicate they were, as if someone were kissing her toes. She jumped up, lifted her arms, flexed her paws. Elegantly, she hopped, leaned her head back, fluttered her eyes, and twirled about just as in the pictures. Round and round she spun. Suddenly, as if a voice actually whispered in her ear, Poppy recalled something Sweet Cicely had told her many times, that the only live mouse is an alert mouse. Feeling alarmed and embarrassed, Poppy promptly kicked off the lady's slippers, scampered beneath the protection of some stankweed, and scanned the skies. Yes, she must keep on guard, even though Mr. Okax was probably sound asleep. So this scene takes place in Old Orchard, out in front of Gray House. And again, they don't need permission to move about. The mice don't in this area. So look on your map to determine where Poppy is in this scene. So again, we're looking at our map on the inside cover of our notebook. And we look at the very bottom there. You'll see Old Orchard, kind of bottom middle there. So Poppy, you know, it says that she's well concealed in the tall grass. You know, there's flowers, berry bushes and stuff. And this makes her totally forget the danger of Mr. Okax just for that moment. So when Poppy forgot about everything for a minute and danced around wearing a pair of lady slippers, what were you predicting? What were you predicting? Go ahead and pause and think about that for a moment. All right, hopefully you had some time to think about that, and I'd love to know what you are predicting. So again, when the book said that Poppy forgot about everything for a minute and twirled about, you know, tell me what you visualized, and also tell me what you predict is going to go ahead and happen. Please leave a comment in the comments section below. I definitely want to hear what you are thinking. All right. As I read the next part, I want you to continue to visualize the setting and use details of that setting to help you think about what will happen next. So again, back into the book, page 75. Mr. Okax was not asleep. He was flying over the marsh in the direction of Bannock Hill. Though working daylight hours displeased him, he was convinced it was necessary. Ever since Lungwort had requested permission to move some of the mouse family to Newhouse, Mr. Okax had been uneasy. He kept wondering about the mice. Had they discovered what he had discovered? Did they know something he did not? He knew the reason they gave for moving to Newhouse, but were they telling the truth? Then there was Lungwort's daughter, Poppy, who had escaped him twice. The effrontery. How had she done it? The owl kept asking himself. Did she possess special skills? Why had Lungwort brought her to that meeting? Was it to mock him? Was she going to take over for the old fool? And why did this business of Newhouse and the matter of Poppy occur at the same time? Was it just a coincidence? Could there be a connection, a conspiracy? The more questions he asked, the more nervous the owl became. Whatever the truth, Mr. Okax decided that he had to remain on the alert, sleep less, patrol more. As his mother used to tell him, an alert owl is a well-fed owl. In particular, he must keep his eyes open for that mouse, the one named Poppy. All right. So while Poppy is dancing in Old Orchard, Mr. Okax is not sleeping, as Poppy thought. He's up flying over the marsh in the direction of Bannock Hill. And again, look at your map and determine where Okax is in this scene. So he's up, you know, flying over the marsh there. So we're on the top right-hand side of the map there, heading down towards Bannock Hill. So he's actually moving kind of down towards the direction where Poppy is. So when the book said that Okax had to stay alert, sleep less, and patrol more, what were you visualizing? What does he look like? You know, if he's sleeping more, he's trying to stay alert, and he's constantly flying around. Tell me about that picture in your mind, and use that visualization to help you make a prediction about what will happen next. So again, I want you to go ahead and think about that. So when the book said that Okax had to stay alert, sleep less, and patrol more, tell me what you're seeing in your mind there, and tell me the prediction that you are making off of that picture that you have in your mind. Again, drop that in the comments section below. All right, we're going to pause there with Poppy. But the one thing I want to leave you with here is today and every day when you read, I want you to stop and make predictions about what will happen next based on details you are visualizing in the story. All right, I hope you've enjoyed Poppy today, and I will see you back here tomorrow. So until then, peace.